I have with me James J. Devine. And James is a Democrat strategist and journalist based in New Jersey. I wanted to talk to James about the Great White Hope, the Democrats, and America. James, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. How did you become and why did you become a Democrat strategist?
Well, I go back a long time. When I was a kid, my parents were involved in politics. My father was politically active. And I grew up in the era of John F. Kennedy, who told us to ask not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country.
Yeah. And your parents were Democrats?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Are you happy being a Democrat right now?
Well, I think there's a lot of dissatisfaction in both parties and the state of our nation today. But clearly, the Democratic Party principles are a solid foundation for what it means to be an American. So, yes.
Give me an example of the Democrat principles of being a solid foundation for America. Give me an example of a principle.
Well, those principles are equality and freedom and opportunity. You know, when I was born in America, we had top tax rates of 90%, and we had a large, prosperous, growing middle class. Almost everybody was rich by world standards. I don't mean rich like Michael Bloomberg or Mark Zuckerberg, but I mean, if somebody showed up at your house at dinner time, you could set an extra plate. You could take care of them. It wouldn't be a burden. We had leisure time. We had time for working people to spend time with their families, to take weekends, to go to the movies, to have a vacation in the summertime. You know, we had a very different and better quality of life back then.
But you're right. You can work at a
factory. And that was all based on the foundation that was established over, you know, hundreds of years of growth, but also predicated on Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal, which got us out of the Depression and made this country strong enough to defeat the Nazis in World War II and brought us to be the strongest and most powerful and freest nation on the planet.
You're right in that in those days you had factories and it was you had families and things were much better. And the father could go to work, but the mother could stay home. The Democrats destroyed all that by attacking the families, attacking factories, raising high taxes. They make sure that those things don't exist. How is that a good Democrat? How are those good Democrat principles?
Well, when did Democrats attack families and factories?
When they attack a man and a woman getting married and brought in so-called same-sex marriage, when they encourage men and women to have sex out of wedlock, boys and girls to have sex at early ages, when they brought in feminism and claim that they were depressed or suppressed or whatever, oppressed, when they took God out of the schools, so many things I could go on and on.
Planned Parenthood. Most of these examples that you're citing are fantasies, okay?
No.
First of
are
all—
Are they fantasies of the Democrats?
you're having these fantasies. Look, Democrats, what people do sexually in the privacy of their own home among consenting adults.
But they're taking it out of the home now into the schools and everywhere.
I know steel workers who were employed at General Motors when they had a plant nearby here in Linden, New Jersey. Okay? And some of them were straight. Some of them were gay. Some of them were and they went about their lives.
But they went out of the public.
They didn't get all tied up in that. And it didn't affect their work.
But they were not out of the closet, so they were better people for it.
I don't think that sexual repression is a healthy thing, and I don't think that it's good for our economy that we have people lying about who they are and having to hide who they care about and who they love.
How is that sexual repression
Jesse, more people do it in their home?
Not
let me speak. What's the point of having here?
I know, but how is that sexual oppression, though? How is that sexual oppression?
Are you in favor of freedom or are you against freedom? I'm asking you, are you for or against freedom?
I'm not for the homosexuals showing their stuff outside.
So you're against freedom. Well, there you go.
I'm for freedom.
We have a fundamental difference about what it means to be an American.
I'm for freedom.
There's lots of Americans who believe that being an American is entirely about freedom.
But you want freedom from morality.
I want freedom. I want freedom. I'll defend freedom. In fact, my father fought World War II.
I want freedom with morality.
Pardon me?
I want freedom with morality, not away from morality.
You can have your freedom, and I'll have mine. That's the great thing about freedom. We define it for ourselves. It basically means mind your own business sometimes. It basically means let people do what they want to do.
They can.
As long as they're not hurting anybody else. Now, tell me something. You may have some, like, latent homosexual proclivities, but do you feel vulnerable to homosexuals?
No, I feel
well,
that...
You don't worry about it. Then
no.
Just don't do that stuff.
They are corrupting the
You're
children.
Okay.
They are corrupting the children.
Great news. You're okay.
They are corrupting the children.
What? No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
You know, you're confusing pedophiles
no.
with homosexuals.
No.
I'm talking about, you know,
pedophiles.
Like priests who prey on altar boys.
Pedophiles are homosexuals.
Not necessarily.
I want to move on because of time. Let me move on because of time.
Have you heard of Megan's Law?
Let me move on because of time. No. I got to move on, James.
No. This is.
I want to ask you about. Let me ask you.
No, this is incredibly germane.
James,
just made a blanket accusation.
I got to move on, James.
And I can't let it stand.
James,
I can't let you lie and not defend.
James, I got. Turn on James. James, I want to ask you about the wall. I turned him off. Do you support the Great White Hope?
You're talking about the boxing match from the 1950s?
No,
really?
The president of the 2019 right now. Do you support him, President Trump?
President Trump is a bigot, and he's a liar, and he's not very pro-American.
Do you support him, yes or no?
Do I support him?
Yes.
He's the president, and I want America to succeed, but I have grave doubts about his capacity.
Do you support the president?
In what respect? I would not vote for him. I did not vote for him.
Do you support the president?
I don't do anything blindly. I do not support the family separation policy.
I'm asking only about the president.
I do not support his involvement with Russia. I do not.
James, do you support the president?
Of America. I don't support him pulling out of the climate change accords. I think he's a dangerous menace.
James, do you support the president?
Do you support the president, Jesse?
James, you're my guest. Do you support the president?
I can't get you to tell me if you're in favor of
because
freedom.
Because you're not interviewing me, I'm interviewing you. Do you support the president, period? Do you support the president?
In what respect?
Period.
It's a broad question. Do I support the president? I support the United States of America.
Do you support the wall going up? Because you're not going to answer that question.
Do you support the beautiful wall? The ludicrous waste of money. It was also a con job. You see,
you
people,
don't support
they
the wall.
Conservatives, they mean con artists.
James, you don't support the wall.
Was going to pay for the wall.
James,
he was lying to us.
James, you don't support the wall going up around the border?
No, because 75% of the people who are here illegally fly into airports and then overstay their visa.
What does that have to do with the wall?
Would do more to lock Americans in than it would to keep other
people
out.
Do you support the wall around Israel?
No.
You don't think Israel should have a wall?
No.
Do you support Israel?
Absolutely.
You support Israel?
Of course I support Israel. It's a great democracy and an American ally. It's not without its faults.
But you don't think Israel should have a wall around its borders?
No, of course not. I think Israel is a free country and it should stay that way.
Let me ask this. Illegal aliens coming into this country are affecting the entire country in a negative way, but they're affecting black people, black American citizens first with crime, drugs, taking away of jobs, day labor and things like that,
no.
Education, health care. Does it bother you? I haven't asked my question yet.
And xenophobia?
Let me ask you this. Does it bother you that black Americans are affected first and foremost by illegal aliens? Does that bother you?
I don't believe that's true. I think that's a
Does
false.
Does it bother you?
I think
it's
that's
the question.
A false assertion.
You just
want to
say
premise.
That. I live.
I
work in
those
communities.
Black Americans are besieged by a wide variety of economic hindrances and disadvantages.
James, are
we
you bothered?
Does
it bother you that Black Americans are affected first and foremost by illegal aliens? They're running them out of their communities from Compton, California, and other places. Does that bother you?
First of all, that's not true.
It is true.
I can't answer an assertion that's fundamentally false.
It is true.
Does it bother you that Donald Trump has 18 ears?
James, it is true.
Oh, he doesn't
true.
Have 18 ears, so therefore the premise is false. Have you ever studied logic?
Have you looked around to see what's happening to Black Americans? Do you care enough to even look around to see
Absolutely.
What happened to Black Americans as a result of illegal aliens coming in?
Well, first of all,
have you looked around to see?
Black America has been at a disadvantage
That's not
ever
what I'm
since
asking.
It started.
That's
okay?
not true.
When my brothers and sisters were dragged to this country in chains, they were at a disadvantage.
Who are your brothers and sisters?
During 100 years between the time that Lincoln ended slavery.
Who are your brothers and sisters?
Pardon me?
You say your brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Who are you referring to?
You were talking about Black America.
Black people.
Brothers and sisters who were dragged here in chains.
Black people.
All humanity is my brothers and sisters, Jesse.